with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The work of DOGE will mean good things for Social Security recipients. That assurance from the man leading President Trump's war on government fraud, waste, and abuse.
Elon Musk is claiming Social Security beneficiaries will collect more benefits, not less, because of the work of the Department of Government Efficiency. He didn't offer specifics, but Musk told Fox News, DOGE's cost-cutting won't affect the amount of Social Security benefits.
And you can only receive your benefits if the country is operating in a healthy and competent way.
Musk also said he expects to receive complaints.
The most amount of fake righteous indignation, the fraudsters.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, anxious to maintain the slim GOP House majority, President Trump withdrawing the nomination of New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik for U.N. ambassador.
In his statement announcing the move, President Trump said that the Congresswoman would rejoin the House leadership team. Speaker Mike Johnson echoed that plan, saying he would, quote, invite her to return to the leadership table immediately. But it was unclear where Stefanik will fit in after relinquishing the position of House GOP conference chair, which she held for nearly 4 years upon her nomination for U.N. ambassador. Trump said he was pulling her as his pick to go to New York City because of the House's razor-thin majority. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Inflation update. The Commerce Department reports consumer prices increased 2.5% in February from a year earlier. That matched January's annual pace. Myanmar and neighboring Thailand have been hit by a powerful earthquake. A high-rise building under construction in Bangkok collapsed. More than 40 workers thought to be trapped in the debris of that building. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are in the red. The Dow is down 74 points. The Nasdaq off 64 and the S&P 12 points lower. This is SRN News. Congress is being urged to defund Planned Parenthood.
Over 150 groups have signed a letter calling on lawmakers in Washington to cut funding for big abortion, including Planned Parenthood. Carol Tobias of the National Right to Life says American taxpayers should not have to underwrite a multi-billion dollar abortion industry. In Planned Parenthood's annual report for 2023, the organization reported over $2 billion in revenue. About a third of that total was taxpayer funded. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A rare Chinese Bible donated to an Oxfam shop in England has sold at auction for more than $72,000. The historical text, dating back to around 1815, is thought to be the first complete translation of the scripture into the Chinese language. The Christian Post reports the Bible was discovered by volunteers at a bookshop and was translated by Protestant missionaries. This is SRN News. The cost of borrowing for a home is just a bit less expensive on average this week.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.65%. This decline follows two straight weekly increases. The rate averaged just above 7% as recently as mid-January, but has been mostly coming down since then. When mortgage rates drop, they give homebuyers more purchasing power. That's good news for home shoppers as the spring home buying season gets going. I'm Alex Vega.
The U.S. government has embarked on a global egg hunt. The government seeking exports from countries in Europe and elsewhere to ease a severe shortage that has caused egg prices at grocery stores to hit record highs, although in recent days those prices have slowly started coming down. European industry groups say that Denmark and Germany, along with Italy and Poland, are among nations approached by the Department of Agriculture. More details at SRNnews.com.